There are many different aspects to it, which we gradually have solved. I mean, the fact that they did not jump on it in America, as I had thought, had also an advantage that we have more time, so we can be more relaxed to work it out ourselves on the details. If, for instance, the Americans had really adopted the paper and had jumped onto it, and many people would have worked on it, and so all of it had been published in America, maybe we wouldn't have had time to do all so much of the work ourselves, because others would have done it. So everything has its two sides. And we solved all these robustness problems. We had the different structures. We generalized it to several dimensions. You have this multidimensional signal processing, where you can do filtering in time and space, or whatever a coordinate this is. And we showed how you can do this on this wave digital ideas, preserving all these nice properties. They all carry over to any number of dimensions. But you must have you start with a circuit. So that's what we always do. So we start with a classical circuit. We call it the reference circuit. And then by certain rules, you transform that reference circuit into a digital algorithm, so the wave digital filter. And you have to do that also if you have several dimensions. Then you have a multi-dimensional circuit, multi-dimensional Kirchhoff circuit with inductances, capacitances, resistances. What does it mean, a multi-dimensional Kirchhoff circuit? It means that the independent variable is no longer a single variable, but there are several independent variables. Outside looks exactly the same way. It is represented by inductors and capacitors, but there are only relatively few components in it. So it's not a discrete model of a distributed system like the famous Gabriel Cohn had done, I think, before the war already in his several years of history. Come across the Gabriel Cohn. And here this that is one dimensional, but you extend it into all directions, so many components. Here it's really compact, have a few components, but you have multi-dimensions in the sense that there are several independent variables. And if you would, if you use it in a constant case, you can have frequencies. You have different frequencies associated with the different dimensions. But you must have a passive multidimensional circuit. What that is, you don't have, doesn't have physical concept of passivity anymore. One can immediately use, or is a kind of mathematical generalization of the one-dimensional case. But one problem is you need the multidimensional circuit. There was practically almost nothing known on multidimensional circuits. Multidimensional circuit theory in this general fashion, like this insertion loss theory, is not feasible for some basic mathematical properties. They have to do with the fact that the polynomial in several variables cannot be factored. You know, the polynomial can always be factored into elementary factors. Yeah. That is not feasible if there are several variables in the polynomial. And that is how a general theory is not feasible and has never been. Nobody has ever found it, but I mean, I'm convinced it's not feasible. But so that's why we could not draw from an existing body. We had to develop the theory ourselves, largely also in several dimensions. But since a general theory is not possible, you have to develop a theory oriented towards specific applications. And from the fact that I have found very attractive solutions for specific classes of applications. I'm personally quite convinced that for every class of applications, there exist specific multidimensional structures which are just the type one needs for solving. Anyhow, that is what we have gone into, but of this, it hasn't not been, not too many people seem to have been aware of this kind of work, so that is not too well known, although from a circuit theoretic point of view and so on, it's very attractive. We have also extended things to adaptive circuits. The adaptive filters, again, is something which is very important because digital algorithms are much, it is much easier to build digital algorithms in an adaptive fashion than analog circuits. That's why adaptive filter or adaptive digital signal processing is far more important than analog adaptive signal processing, if we mention it like this. And that is feasible with the wave digital filter, is feasible again with considerable advantages concerning the stability and robustness properties and so on. We have done work on it, which works very nicely, but there's still would be still quite a bit to do.